the name of the group, and here they are. I'm going to go stand in the corner for a little bit. Old Souls and CD Players. Old Souls and CD Players with Julia, I'm guessing, the name of the song.
It's actually called Patrick.
That's good. Everything could be called Patrick. So you've got a twin.
So does James, actually.
Really?
A band full of twins.
Are your twins also musical?
For both of us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And Frank has no twin.
No twins.
I always wonder, now, you've got a twin brother. Are you virtually identical?
No.
Okay.
No, we're fraternal.
So you don't have that going on. Because I only had a few friends. I had one friend that they were identical twins, two girls. I can't remember their names right now. But they were really indistinguishable. And they really could use their magical powers to confuse people. And they seem to do that quite a lot.
Yeah, we never got into any hijinks as kids.
So tell me a little – well, we should introduce the band properly. Frank is playing guitar, James on percussion, and djembe, I think, if I'm looking in the right way, and Dan's on keyboard. Tell me a little bit about the band. And you normally have a few more people with you, right?
We do, yeah. We're normally a seven-piece. We normally have Colton Sankey on bass, Bob Kircher on trumpet, Tanner Davis on tenor saxophone, and Abby Gross on alto saxophone, but they couldn't – join us today. We probably wouldn't have room for them either, but we've been playing for about a year now, playing at different spots around town. We're working on a record right now, which should be out soon, hopefully. And yeah, we just really enjoy playing.
Well, I like your sound a lot. One thing I like about it is I think it more or less defies classification. It's just music, you know, and
yeah.
It's great music to listen to. You know, the moniker neo-soul or psychedelic, I suppose you can say that. But to me, it's music, plain and simple. Where are you from originally? Did you grow up around here?
We're all from Plum.
Plum Borough, Mustang land. Yep. So how did the band come together?
Well, we all went to Plum High School.
I just realized why I know Colton Sankey. That name was bothering me for a long time. Colton did
He's
an internship.
Infamous.
Colton did an internship with SLB.
Are we kicked out of the station now?
No,
he did
a really great
Colton's a great guy.
Colton was an intern with the Heinz Endowments, and as part of his internship, he did a story about homelessness, and it was a terrific story. And it was really bothering me when you said his name.
Uh-huh.
It probably wasn't showing, but part of my brain was going, Colton Sankey. You just don't hear that name very often. Give him my best. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely.
So we're talking about how the band got together.
Oh, yeah. So we all went to Plum High School. I was a few years ahead of these guys. And I was actually playing in a band with James's dad and his aunt last fall. And that kind of reconnected me with these guys here. And
What band was that?
That was Told You So. It's like an event, dance band kind of thing. And I asked these guys, hey, I have a few songs I've been working on. Do you guys want to join a band? And I was lucky enough for them to join because everyone in the band, I think, are just like really, really great musicians and really great friends, too.
Well, that's excellent. So when did you start playing guitar, Frank? Not for the band, I mean, generally speaking.
I think I was about 12 or 13. Coincidentally, Dan gave me my first guitar lesson when I was really young. Now I'm playing alongside
him. And then a week later, he surpassed me.
And you've got, I can't see the make on it from here.
It's a D'Angelico.
Which, I regard that as kind of a jazz guitar.
Definitely.
I don't know that make. Is that a strong make?
It's not very popular, but it suits me.
Yeah, there are people that are always curious about the particular instruments, and they can't see them, so I like to talk about
them. I think the name would be like an NYSS, I think, is its technical name.
Yeah, it looks like a guild a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And James, you picked up percussion with the group. Did you play drums growing up?
Yeah, well, my dad was a musician too, so I always kind of got, was going behind with him to the gigs and stuff like that, and I always liked the drums and watching, guys for his bands play. And, a guy gave me an old snare drum when I was like a 4 or 5 year old, just a kind of a beater, and I started on that and had the opportunity to play a lot with my dad and meet up with, went to school with Frank, high school with Frank. Got the chance to jam with Dan through playing with my dad and stuff, and it's good stuff. Always played the drums.
That's great. You guys, they don't have any recordings out yet, but we've linked to their Facebook page, which links to a few videos, and you've got an EP you're working on
right
now.
Yeah, we're working on a 6-song EP. We just finished tracking the drums last week at my home studio. And it's been a slow process. We have a single out right now on Bandcamp. Of of our number one hit song, Paintings in the Sky. Number one hit song, according to me, at least. But yeah, you can find that on our Bandcamp page, which is linked at our Facebook page. So check that out and keep an eye out for our EP coming out soon.
I thought the first song you just played was actually a pretty good hit.
Well, that's our number
hit.
Number two.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to play next?
Why don't we do Paintings in the Sky?
Okay, here's the number one song, a medley of your hit.
Yeah, right.
Once again, Old Souls and CD Players.
From the top, one, two, three, four. Haven't come around here lately. Maybe I could take a minute of your time. It'll be alright. We don't have to fight.
Old Souls and CD Players. I almost have a picture of them up on our Facebook page. You guys are tough to photograph. There's a lot going on as he played. And that's a good song. They're both good songs.
Thank you.
Both do you do most of the writing for the band?
I do, yeah. And these guys, you know, chip in with their parts. They really help fill out the songs a little bit.
So lyrically, and that's something I really enjoyed as I was kind of getting a preview of your music. You're a really good writer,
and I
think you also have a way of delivering your songs. I don't know, it's almost free verse, or just kind of they almost sound extemporaneous, but clearly they're not.
Yeah.
But tell me a little bit about how you found your way going into that style and how that developed.
So if the name of the band didn't give it away, I'm a really big fan of wordplay. I just like the way words go together. So typically when I'm writing a song, I usually have an idea with the melody, you know, and I know a certain rhythm that the melody is going to be in, the certain phrasing that I'm looking for, and then usually just, you know, like stream of consciousness, like words pop into my head and I try to find other words that sound like it or, you know, share certain phonetic characteristics to it.
Interesting. So it could be alliteration or word length.
Absolutely.
Or just the way a particular
sounds.
Word sounds.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because once that starts happening, context usually starts to form out of nowhere, you know, so these songs end up taking on you know, a whole new kind of feel just based on these, you know, words that I think sound cool together.
When did you figure that out?
Listening to a lot of Bob Dylan, actually, you know, and like something like what's the song I'm thinking of?
Our Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Subterranean Homesick Blues. What's that one song? Forget the name of that song. But yeah, like a lot of Dylan, you know, I could use a million Dylan examples, especially earlier Dylan, where it just seems like he's just kind of stringing words together. Subterranean Homesick Blues is another good example of that, where it's just kind of words that go together.
Well, Green Tambourine would be one,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
You don't, like, huh?
Yeah.
Why that?
Right.
And
I wish I knew the name.
Hard Rain's Gonna Fall is another one.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know if I know of anybody that quite writes like that, which is a pretty neat thing.
Sure.
Do you find yourself if you're writing like that, if those words come into your head, you've got to like stop everything you're doing and proceed, I would think. Like
sometimes, sometimes, you know, we live in such a great day for creative people where anytime you have an idea, you have a personal computer at your fingertips at all times. So, you know, I jot down like a phrase or something that, you know, gets stuck in my head, and then I'll revisit it later and go, oh, you know what, that could be a song.
Is there anybody you feel is doing that kind of composition? You mentioned Dylan, but anybody can, well, not even necessarily contemporary.
I'm sure there are. And I've actually, there was somebody, I can't remember who it was, that I was listening to on NPR years ago that kind of had a similar process when it came to lyric writing. Where they just kind of, and I wish, another thing I wish I remember who this was, but they just kind of had a melody and they had, you know, so many syllables to fit words into, and they just kind of plugged them in, you know?
Yeah, a lot of, and I don't mean to get so analytical, it's just really interesting. There's a genre of music that's called vocalese, where singers would sing to jazz solos and basically create words to word by word fit the jazz solo, and it's amazing when you're, I think it's the constraint, you know, when you're given that constraint of I'm gonna, because I think what I heard you say is, okay, I got these words, I like the way they all sound together, now I'm gonna make a song using them and make it a competent song that actually, you know, makes sense.
Right.
And, it's pretty cool. Old Souls and CD Players is the name of the group. I don't know which is which. There's at least two of each here, right? Because
right,
it's
yeah.
plural.
Yeah.
So there's three people here. We know that at least, well, more than one is an Old Soul, and more than one is a CD player.
I think mostly CD players. We're some sketchy dudes.
What would you like to? That I'm guessing you came up with the name. It's a great,
I did. Yeah.
It's a great
yeah,
name.
Thank you.
What do you want to do next?
Why don't we do a song called Sidewalks? This is one of our newer ones that'll be on our upcoming EP. One, two, three, four. Sidewalks of the city, I slipped and fell and felt the swell of a blood rush to my head, and you thought that I was dead. And the sirens in the city flash their lights like the neon signs in a speakeasy saloon. Man, I hope they get there soon.
Old Souls and CD Players, never was a rich man. No. Always was a sports... never was a sports fan.
No, it was... now I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. That...
Man, never was a rich man, always was a sports
there
fan.
There we go.
Never
yeah.
owned nothing, but I've always done what I can.
Yeah. I liked
cool, thank
that,
you.
Despite the fact that I had trouble repeating it.
Yeah, I do too.
Honestly, that's the... You know... The rhythm and, you know, And, you know, wordplay has always been a big part of what we do here. The reason the show is the Saturday Light Brigade is because of the rhythm of da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which is kind of like a charge. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, the Saturday Light Brigade. Yeah, exactly. Not one syllable too bad anymore. Less. Did any of you guys go to school after graduating from Plum?
Frank and I did. Frank finished his degree. I didn't. James, I don't know if you
went to school.
No. Frank, what did you do?
I went to school for music.
For music? Where?
WVU.
Great school for that. And you were at WVU as well?
I was at IUP.
Oh, at IUP.
Studying music also.
Why did I? You did it. You weren't together, but
no,
you did it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are both great music programs.
Absolutely.
Were you... Was your arm twisted to be in the marching band?
It wasn't, because I actually studied classical guitar there. So I was I couldn't really play classical guitar in the marching band, you know, unless they have footstools and have wheels on them or something.
A trumpet major that I know, I guess he's starting his second year at IUP now, and of course he's doing that.
I mean, their marching band is phenomenal.
Yeah,
they're really, really great.
They have quite a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And Plum always had, trying to remember.
I did do the marching band, and I was actually a drum major in high school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a pretty lofty position.
I'll conduct these guys sometimes, too. Yeah.
Did you throw the baton or anything?
No, I had to do some dumb dances and stuff, you know, some dumb marches. But
now, were you guys in Plum's marching band at all? What did you play?
We both were in drumline, actually.
All right. I was in the drumline, too, at the predecessor of Woodland Hills, which was Churchill. But we played Plum quite a bit. I wasn't good enough for snare. Did you guys play snare? I could not. I either wasn't good enough or did not want to become good enough. I think it was probably a combination of both. But I played the tom-toms.
Oh, you had some pretty good table tapping skills there.
Yeah, I still got a few of my paradiddles
right.
and five-stroke rolls.
You got a few pair of those paradiddles?
Yeah. See, you could write a song about that. Paradiddle, pterodactyl.
The pterodactyl playing paradiddles.
Bill Peduto. There's all sorts of things you could do. Old souls and CD players are here. Where's your next gig? For people that want to catch
The next confirmed one is October 21st at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern with the Funky Mudbugs from Frank's alma mater, WVU. And also Brash Teeth will be joining us for that show also.
I'm going to go way out on a lark here at WVU. There's a dude in Morgantown. His first name's Matt. He goes by Matt's Blues, plays keyboard, and does a lot of New Orleans, but his own compositions too. Ring a bell at all?
Doesn't sound familiar to me, but I'm sure some of my friends know who he is. We still live down there.
He's tremendous. He's a really good keyboardist and a really charismatic performer. Too. He was on with us maybe about a year ago or so. It's been really fun to have you guys here.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun for us, too.
I know you've got one more song coming up. And is there anything I should have asked you about that I didn't?
No, I think you covered everything. I mean, yeah, check out our Facebook page.
Picadillo. Yeah. I'm still thinking of more words to go. Bill Peduto, Picadillo, Pterodactyl, Paradiddle. Periwinkle. This is your. I don't want to horn in on your territory.
I'm jotting these down.
Am I getting it though? Is that about the right?
Yeah, you're getting it. Yeah, you could be an honorary member.
Pirate parrot. Not quite.
A pirate parrot. Well, we could probably make that work if the pirates want to give us a sponsorship.
But it's been fun to have you guys here, and we can find a way to do the full band sometimes.
Oh,
sometime
we'd love
too.
To.
I'd love
we'd
to.
Love
we
to.
Can always. Break out in the theater space outside of our studio. What do you want to finish up with?
We're going to play a song called Penelope.
Penelope. There it is. Penelope.
There Paradiddle. We go.
I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
Thinking. Dan and James and Frank, members of Old Souls and CD Players.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
well. I don't mean to dwell on the day. So bourgeoisie, as she sips her iced tea. I don't mean to be so cliche, but I really like to be with you on impromptu walks round the blocks of Murray, talking to Penelope. Penelope positively seems fine. Got moments of screen time at the school. Studies economy, but by now she must think I'm some fool. But I'd really like to get to know her, to see her glow. She looks like this girl in my dreams. I'm talking about Penelope.
Take one, Frank.